Welcome to the fourth bonus in this training, which is called How to Measure Employee Engagement. There are three goals in this training. The first one is, I want you to know why measuring employee engagement even matters. You may be curious about that in this bonus. Two, the best practices and some mistakes to avoid. And then three is an action planning guide and some resources. And so over the next several videos, I'm gonna walk you through all of those things to get at that. Now in this first video, the thing that I'm gonna be focusing on is really just the question, why engagement matters? Why should you care about any of this at all? In the remaining videos, we're gonna go through a variety of other things. For example, solving the puzzle. Engagement is a very complex thing. We're gonna solve some of that. Three, how to measure it. There are specific practices. And then four, some of the common mistakes to avoid. So those are the four big things we're gonna do over the next several videos. So to start, let's go with why engagement matters. Now, the first thing to know is when we're talking about employee engagement, you may recall the metaphor of the iceberg. In the iceberg, everything below the surface, you have the job, everything above the surface, and then everything below the surface, the 80%, that is the domain of engagement. That is where all of the stuff happens that drives whether or not people are going to perform at the level that you want them to. So paying attention to the emotional life of an employee is essential. And that's what engagement is about. It is attending to the emotional life of a team member. So let's dig in a little bit more and talk about this. Number one, you want to know that disengagement in the corporate world in the US alone has cost organizations over $5 billion in lost productivity, lost revenue, lost customer loyalty, all kinds of things, turnover, everything. Now, those companies, this is measured now, research has confirmed this, those companies that have the highest levels of employee engagement have a different experience. Here are some of the simple cues that might be of interest to you. The first one is you can expect 21% increase in profit, 20% increase in productivity, a 10% increase in customer ratings, 20% increase in sales, and a 40% decrease in absenteeism. These are just a few of the benefits that you get when you have really high levels of employee engagement. Now, I also want you to look at a very simple stat. Gallup has been tracking employee engagement over the last 20 years. Now, they have a great little chart. In the last 15 years, this is how employee engagement has measured across companies for the last 15 years. And you'll notice here that 30% is the working average. Across 15 years, only 30% of employees are actually engaged in the work that they do. This is both tragic and also very good news. Now, it's tragic for all of the people that show up all day long to work at jobs that they hate and don't want to be at, but it's incredibly good news because it means that the bar is so incredibly low for you. The ability to move beyond that, to beat that benchmark, which is really all you have to do, hopefully you'll want to do more than that, but that's all you have to do in order to be an attractive place to work and have loyalty and engagement and all that stuff, you just have to beat 30%. So not that high of a bar, I promise. Now, let's move to the next point, which is, what is employee engagement? It's one thing to know why it matters, but what is it? Now, I want to be clear, employee engagement is not simply happiness. You can be really happy in your job and totally ineffective. You can be happy in your job because it requires nothing of you and your boss doesn't really care and you can focus on other things in life. That doesn't make for an engaged or effective team member. Lots of different people will define it in different ways, but the way I'm going to define it very simply is this: that employee engagement is just how committed a person is to an organization or a team. This is about their commitment, which is both behavior and emotion. And you can see this showing up. So just use that as a working definition for yourself right now, how committed someone is to the organization. Now, why should we measure engagement? It's one thing to say, okay, we know it matters and we'll start working to make sure that it works better. Well, the reason you want to measure engagement is because what gets measured in any kind of an organization actually gets done. And I found that personally when I was helping to serve as the chief leadership officer of a real estate development company, Aspen Heights Partners. I was overseeing the employee engagement experience of the company. And what we did is we hired an outside consulting firm, Korn Ferry, at the time they were called Hay Group, and we had them benchmark where we were using their global averages as an employee engagement, and then we marked it 3 years in a row to see how we would do. And each year we marked it, I followed the process that I'm gonna show you now to drive the kind of results that I'm about to show you next, and that's this. you'll notice that we had engagement up 10% in just 3 years. Now, this is really important and powerful because the consultants we worked with warned us. They said, look, you should know the moment you start measuring engagement, it takes at least 3 years to get your scores moving. In fact, in the first year, you should expect a drop in scores because it's the first time people are realizing, like, oh, you guys actually are listening. I'm gonna tell you more honestly what I think now. So we are really proud of these kinds of results, and a lot of it had to do with the protocol and the process that I'm gonna walk you through in the next couple of videos.